I lost some friends this week. There was a particular post that went up on Facebook that just hit me hard. It was a post about politics, and it was, in my opinion, rude and insulting, and really had no purpose at all other than to rile people up. Yet, despite its lack of content of any value at all and its terrible language, it was shared so that it showed up on my Facebook page. So I responded. This is what I said. I think I've had enough. If you have asked to be a friend of mine on Facebook and you share something that has foul language in it, deliberately denigrates another person, or is just plain rude, this level of friendship is done. You wouldn't say it to me in conversation if we met, so don't throw it to me online. I enjoy a good discussion, and I don't mind discussing policies, but I have no tolerance for the nastiness that is sucking the decency out of our society. Please, just stop it. I think that sharing information through electronic media does have a place in the modern world, and some folk at church this morning may have no idea what that means, and that's okay. You could be missing out on a lot of nastiness. But you might also be missing out on some connections. Through these mediums, I can keep in contact with family across the world in ways that I couldn't do without them. I can receive accurate information about weather and accidents that keep me safe. I can share with hundreds of people that we had church this morning, and they can choose if they would like to join us or just pray with us and for us. But somewhere, in a culture of electronic conversations, we appear to have forgotten the rules of living together. We have forgotten that it is okay to disagree with someone without threatening them. We have forgotten how to be polite. We have forgotten that not everything that is said or shared is true, and that we have a responsibility to find out if it is or not before we send it out into the world. We have forgotten that there are people on the other end of the information that we are sharing. Opinions and information are shared with people in ways and language that we would never use face to face. And often I think it's because we have lost track of who our people are. If you swear at me when you're standing in front of me, you will notice, either by the look on my face or the tone of my voice when I respond to you, that I'm not impressed. If you tell me that the only way to deal with someone that you disagree with is to encourage someone else to kill them, chances are pretty good that I'm one of those you disagree with. Think about that. I know that I got dropped by some people on Facebook. I'm okay with that. Others agreed with me that we need to find some sense out there and remember who we are and whose we are. One person emailed me and said that they unfriended me on Facebook because they knew that there were a lot of things they shared that would insult me, but wanted me to know that we were still friends in real life. That was a refreshing and very real response. Because of all of this, this week's readings have been on my heart all week. In today's reading from Luke, we are challenged to love those who disagree with us, who don't understand us, who don't treat us well. He said, "It's easy to love those who think the same as you do, and do the same as you do. There is no great reward in that. What shows your strength of character and faithfulness is how you love the people you don't like." In the story of Joseph, we read a portion that follows his experiences of being betrayed and abused by his family, and still he gives them welcome. Nora Sanders, the General Secretary of our United Church of Canada, was also thinking about Jesus' words. In her February 22nd letter, she said, "How are we to love the people about whom we don't feel a warm emotional response when we think of them? The ones who get our backs up." I think what Jesus is directing us toward is a different kind of love, something that we might demonstrate through respect, compassion, and openness to different points of view, and a general assumption that the other person means well. Robin King, minister at Bashaw United Church, offered his perspective in his February 22nd blog, and he observed that hate seems to be everywhere. It's not enough to disagree with someone else's viewpoint or even to attack it. We're attacking the people who put it forward. We're cursing others and, again, not just their ideas or their different beliefs or cultures, but them, human beings that they are. So how do we love people who don't make us warm and fuzzy? How do we love God's diverse and different people? It takes a lot of courage to not get drawn into the wars of words and ways of lying and cheating and disrespect. Jesus tells us that those who have succumbed to that are the people who need our love the most, and that this is our call as faithful people. Robin King put it this way: make love the way that you operate. Create a place of care, forgiveness, and respect around you. Then share that as widely as you can. Be Jesus to them, not as a behavior, but as a life lived from the heart. In the background of the Mission and Service clip that we watched today, I saw something written on the wall in that nonviolent garden located between disagreeing people. It said, "A country is not only what it does, it is also what it tolerates." What are we doing? And what are we tolerating in our society and in our life that makes space for love or doesn't? What rules of behavior do we need to emulate that will remind us to be respectful of God's diverse, different, and difficult people? There are rules of behavior that should open up doors for everyone to hear each other. There are rules of respect that are offered as ways of living that can show the world that everyone can have an opinion. All that we do and how we live must reflect the love and respect and care that we would hope to receive. In a world that throws words of hatred around with abandon, I want to be part of a church and a people that offers that quiet, welcoming place of respect and justice for all that the Garden of Wiam is in Israel. I want to be part of a movement that offers love in the face of hate, that offers light in the face of darkness. I want to be part of a movement that remembers how to treat all people with respect. I know I don't always get it right, but I'll keep on trying because God asks me to.